Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 21st day of Adar Sheni, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah continues now the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah said that if a woman makes a vow she will not shower, not have a bath, or put on or any jewellery, these are not called inui nefesh. It's not something that you call painful. It's not something which is inui nefesh, and therefore she held that a husband cannot break them. So if that's the case, our Mishnah now is going to ask, well, what does Rabbi Yossi do? What does Rabbi Yossi consider are nidre inui nefesh, are nidorim which are something that hurts her, and therefore the husband can break them? What is classified as a neder v'inu nefesh? Literally, that pains the soul that a husband can break for a wife. Omra, if she said, koinem peiros ha'olam alai. If she says that I make a vow that all the fruits in the world, I'm not going to have, I'm banning myself from them. Harizeh yachal hafer. A husband can break such a neder. And it'll work whether while she's married to him, and even after if she's divorced and she marries someone else, it'll be broken. The net will be broken for everyone. Why? Because it's a neder of inui nefesh, even according to Rabbi Yossi. And the halacha is that when the husband breaks this, he breaks it not only as far as he's concerned, as far as their marriage, but even afterwards. Peros medina olai. If, however, the wife says, I make a vow not to eat the fruits of a certain country, a certain region, then yovi lo mimdina charis. The husband can buy fruits from another place, another region, and therefore it's not considered inui nefesh because he's able to get it from other places. Some of us have learned that it's provided that it's not too much of a difficulty for him to get it. Similarly, if she said, Koinem peiros chenvoni ze'alai. She says the fruits of this particular shop, I ban having it. I'm having it from this particular shopkeeper. Eina yochel hafir. That again, says Rabbi Yossi, a husband cannot break that vow because the husband has a way of getting it from another shop, not considered inui nefesh. The Gemara explains that if this type of a neder is going to cause trouble and bother for the husband, then he can break it, not because it's a neder v'inu nefesh. It then comes under the category of a neder which is affecting their relationship. It's what we call a neder beinoi leveino. And that type of a neder, the husband, when he breaks it, he can only break it for the period of time that he's married to her. The imloi hoisa panasasa ela mimeno, says the Mishnah, what happens if the only shop that he can buy from is that one. Let's say he doesn't have credit, doesn't have much money. The only shop that's offering credit is that particular shop that she banned having any fruits from. Then her's the offer. Then he's able to break that neder. Why? Because the husband couldn't get it from any other fruits. And therefore, that neder will cause her distress. It's going to cause an inui nefesh. And if it's inui nefesh, the husband can break it completely, whether during their marriage or afterwards. Dibri Rabbi Yossi. These are words of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that any case where he's able to get the food that she banned having from some other place, then the neder is not chal. Where the vow did not apply to, then her neder is not considered inui nefesh. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim are of the opinion that even if a wife says, the hana of that fellow is also for me, I ban having it off that fellow, even though she's allowed to have from other people, that's also called inui nefesh. Now, this Mishnah, as we said, is called Divrei Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara learns that it's not just this Mishnah, but it's telling us that all the following Mishnahs are also the words of Rabbi Yossi, and Halacha is not like him. Mishnah Gimel. We're going to learn further laws of a neder, which according to Rabbi Yossi, are not considered inui nefesh, not considered as hurting her or painful, and therefore the husband cannot break them. What happens if the woman says, koinem she'eni nene labrios? She says, makes a vow, I will not have benefit from people. And Yochel Hafer, he can't break that. Why can't the husband break it? Because people does not include a husband. Husband is not considered brios. Brios means other people excluding the husband. And therefore, since she can have benefit from him, he can't break that nether. It's not considered inui nefesh. V'yecholo hi lehones beleket shikov overpeya. And furthermore, even if she made a nether from all people, right, she's still able to get these things because they're not owned by people. Leket shikov peya, things which are left have to be left for the poor, for anyone to come and take them. They have to give everybody. The pasuk says, and because it's ownerless, so by taking this, she's not violating a neder. She has a way in which she can get her food or whatever without, and therefore it's not considered inoy nefesh. The Gemara explains that really the Mishnah is giving an extra additional reason why he cannot break the neder. Even if she would not be able to get from her husband, let's say the husband was poor, but she's able to get it from matnas anim, from the gifts of the poor, which are out in the field. So therefore, it's not considered inu nefesh. There's one opinion in the Gemara that says that this idea that the Mishnah adds, she's able to get leket shikov peya, is not a reason for the previous din. It's a separate law. It's a separate din the Mishnah is telling us, that if she was divorced, and she's also therefore to take even from her husband, because once he's divorced, he would be considered brios. He's considered people, and since she made a vow not to have anything from all people, that would be him as well. But even then, she would have an outlet, an ability to get benefit from food from other places, such as leket shikov peya. Again, all this is Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is that all of these are considered in a nefesh, even if she bans from one person. Koinem kohanim ulevim nanim li. What happens if a person comes along and says, I ban, this is not a wife situation, this is a general situation. A man comes along and says, I ban any koinem and levim having any of my property. Now, every person has an obligation to give truma to the kohen, to give ma'aser to the levi. So, what's the halacha? Yitlu al karachai, says the Mishnah, the kohenim and levim can take truma ma'aser against his wishes. Against his wishes, al karachai. They can force him, they can take it away from him. Why? Because truma and ma'aser is not his, it's theirs. Normally an owner of the field has the ability to choose who he gives to. It's called Tovas Hanah, so that right normally is reserved for the owner. He can say, I'll give this levy or that coin, that you can do. That's all very well if he didn't ban all Koinim Levim. But because he made a ban for all Koinim Levim, so he cannot now give it to any of them. Nor can he hold it for himself, because they belong to the Koinim Levim, and therefore they can come and take it against his will. Unlike a normal situation where Koinim Levim cannot come along and take from the owner. They have to wait till they're given it. However, concludes the Mishnah, Koihanim Elo, or Levim Elo Nehanim Li, if he only made a vow in regards to a certain group of Koinim Levim, he says, I don't want those Koinim Levim to take from me, Yitlocherim. So other Koinim Levim can take the Truma and the Maaser, but those who we banned having Hanayano from, or that banned them, they cannot take it, because it is, after all, the right of a person to decide which Levim Koinim wants to give it. He does have the Tavas Anah, he reserves that right, and if the people who he banned take from him, they're having benefit from him against his neder, against his will, a vow.